What is going on, Swoopers? Welcome back to another episode of Swoop Luke. In this new series that I'll be doing, I'll be getting an opposition supporter onto the channel. We're going to have a talk about the round or the game that's coming up. We'll talk about a little bit about their season, how they're going. But we are joined by Anna Pavlou from SEN. How are you going? Big Geelong supporter.
Swoop, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for thinking of me, and I'm very happy to be on the show today.
No, it's all good. Look, I thought as soon as I saw that Geelong was coming up first, I thought I needed to get you on. I always see you on the timeline. I don't interact with you too much because, you know, what have Geelong done to us in the past. So I kind of stray away from that a little bit. But look, first off, right off the bat, tell me how you feel right now, premiers, and just going into this season.
Yeah, it was a pretty epic summer, I must say. We were just talking before the show about how you said that preseason was too long, but I'm really enjoying the break as rating premiers. So, yeah, I guess my love for Geelong started as a child. My dad, actually my grandfather, I'm Greek, so my bapu came from Cyprus, and he was a Greek Cypriot, so he migrated here, and the first thing that he did was go to a pub, as you do, right? So, he got to the pub, and someone goes, "Oh, you've got to have a team." He didn't even barely spoke English and goes, "A team, you know, what do you mean?" And, you know, picked Geelong because it matched the Greek flag.
Yep.
And that
yep.
was in 1952. So we won the premiership that year. So didn't know what Geelong was, grew up his whole life in Melbourne here after he migrated, and the whole family has lived here. But my dad caught the footy bug, and then I naturally got it from him because, you know, it's you know, it's un-Australian if you don't go for your family's team.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been pretty lucky. Seen four premierships at the age of 22, so I really can't complain about anything. But it was really hard for my dad. He spent 44 years before he saw Geelong win a flag in 07. He was born in 63,
yeah,
the year that Geelong won their last flag before 07. So, you know, my first flag was at 6 and his was at 44. So we've had vastly different experiences, but I'm very lucky that I've, you know, been able to see such a powerhouse side in the modern era. I'm very lucky. Yeah.
No, 100%. And it's funny that you sort of bring that up because that was one of the things I want to talk about. I've got Twitter open up here, and you've got a pinned tweet there with you obviously at 6 with your dad, you know, with your fingers pointing up for the first flag. And on the bottom, you've got four flags. And I obviously witnessed the 2010 premiership with dad, not at the MCG, but I was there as well. And it is an incredible feeling to do that four times though. And to do that, which one is the most special? Not so much, I know the first one because you got to experience that, but which one is, out of all four of those, which one means the most?
I would have said before last year's one, 09, because 07 was dad's flag, as he says, and 09 was like ours together. It was one I really actually genuinely remember, and it was such a phenomenal game for everyone to watch.
Yeah.
I really have to say 2022 now for me, because I remember the entire season, and to experience it with my best friend was just a dream. Like at the age of 21, to see your team win a flag,
yeah,
and to actually be at a grand final where you know you're going to win is so rare to happen, because, you know, on the biggest stage, those teams that should be competing till the end.
Yeah.
Watching that documentary the other day, you know, everything kind of just worked for us at the right time, as it does for a lot of teams in September. So I was just lucky that I could actually sit back, still nervous, but in the last quarter and go, "Oh my God, this is going to happen." And we're sitting here talking about who's going to win the Norm Smith, because we already know we're going to win. It was just surreal. Like, it was gone in a flash though. Like, oh my God, it was so long ago.
Look, 100%. Like, I remember we were all watching that game, and we kind of knew it was over from sort of about quarter time. When did you actually sit back and go, you were saying in the last quarter, but surely it was earlier that when you go, there's no chance that Sydney can outrun us.
Well, my dad's always been the eternal realist, because he's seen, before he saw 07, he saw so much heartbreak, you know, 89, 92, 94, 95, so many lost finals, all these what if almost moments. And he kind of instilled that mentality in me, even though I've seen, you know, Geelong in my lifetime of watching football has been very successful.
Yeah, yep.
Like, my uncle turned to me at three-quarter time and he's like, put his hand on my shoulder, he's like, "All right, you can relax now. Like, we're not going to." I'm like, because I've seen we lost to Richmond in 2020. I know that was a smaller margin. We were up by at half time.
Yeah.
And we lost to them in 2019. And it just happens in footy. You never know.
No, 100%.
And it happens to the best and the best on the biggest stage. So I think it was three quarter time where I went, okay, yeah. And then I really tried to look and physically like take mental pictures and be like, oh my God, there's 100,000 people here. Like I will vividly remember this for the rest of my life. I'm looking at my dad. I'm like, we're all like crying. It was just a moment where I'm like, take mental pictures because you never know when your team's going to win another flag. Really, you
Yeah,
really don't.
100%. You could be the best team and not even get up there next year. So now, look, we've talked about the past. Let's talk about this season. Before we get into the round one preview, how do you feel like? Because it's round one, so obviously no games have been played. How do you feel like you're going to go this season?
Well, I think Geelong went really well in the off season with the recruiting and the trade period. So I can't complain about anything that we did. I think we made the correct choices, and we're just lucky that at the moment we're one of the teams that people are drawn to. So it just works in our favour. So off field, we've done the right things. I know a lot of people are putting high expectations on Geelong. Naturally, they're the reigning premiers, and we're only really losing Joel Selwood from the side of a big change. So, I mean, I've been lucky enough to go into most seasons with the expectation that we compete and play finals. So I'm expecting that we're up there again. But I know for a fact, I look at you guys, I look at Richmond, I look at, so actually, you and Richmond are Geelong's biggest threats and Melbourne, I think, but especially what you guys did in the off season and what you guys were already building that has gone like this with a new coach, pretty young list, is a big threat. Like, as all the Geelong players said in the documentary, our toughest games in the whole season were you guys.
That's
It was
incredible.
those. And you guys went on this run, and some people can call it luck, but at the end of the day, you were still winning those games.
100%.
So I look at us and I go, naturally, we've added and we've got some really respectable talent that has actually proven themselves before, but all the other teams have done just as much, if not more.
Exactly
Exactly.
right. Yeah. Like Craig McRae says that, everyone starts at 18th. Like you're all back to this. Doesn't matter if you've won four flags in a row, you're literally back to the start here. And like you said, some good off-season recruits. Ollie Henry as well. Pinched him from the Pies. But what is your pass mark for the year?
I would say top four.
Yep.
I've seen like, yeah. I just want to play finals again. It's one thing. It's hard to win a flag, but it's even more difficult to defend that flag. We saw what happened to Melbourne last year. We saw, you can go like that if your season, if something happens and you just lose your momentum. So, I'd say top four, and to me, top four means making a prelim. That's where I say, yeah.
That's probably where I have Geelong sort of getting. Well, I had them at did my AFL predictions. I had them at number one. Like, I don't really see you guys bar round one. I don't see you guys losing a game for the rest of the year. So, but look, let's talk about round one. Like you said, you felt like this summer has gone in a flash. I have been just begging for the football to come quicker and quicker, and it's finally here on Friday. Collingwood Geelong, there's gonna be it's surely in excess of 90,000, or at least excess of 80,000 at this game Friday night. It's gonna be pristine conditions. How do you see the game sort of folding out?
Well, I think we can go all the way back to 2007 and see that the rivalry that our two clubs have is very long spanning, and irrespective of where we end up at the end of the season or where we are, we always put on a show,
100%.
And I don't think I've ever gone into a Collingwood game confident. I don't go into many games confident, but does it, like, even when you guys, had your season 2 years ago where you didn't make the finals, is that right? Yeah, a couple of years ago. Like, it didn't matter because you look at our record and it's very close games, irrespective. So I think, I guess with the Geelong side, as I said, it's only really Joel Selwood who you take out of that side, who Max Holmes comes in pretty easily for that role. That's not a big issue. But I think, I don't think Tom Hawkins will play. I don't think
Yeah, interesting.
And obviously, Mitch Duncan's gone over to Adelaide to get some work done on his calf. So you never know what's going to happen there. So that's two veterans who, two premiership veterans who know how
Yeah.
to absorb that pressure, which goes on to someone like an Ollie Henry, who I assume will play, who knows how the crowd's going to react both ways. It's going to be a very, he's a young kid. It's going to be very intense from both sides, a lot of pressure.
100%.
If he stands up to that pressure, that can kind of make or break at least the start of his time with us. I guess you guys got some injuries, but I look at someone like Jordan De Goey, who ripped us apart in the qualifying final. And you guys play this game style. You're young. Obviously, Geelong recognises that a lot of the list is on the older side, but have added and do have the young talent. But you guys play this ferocious, unforgiving game of football that Richmond did, and you've kind of adapted as the
100%.
years have gone on. And that is really, really hard to beat. We struggled. We didn't beat Richmond for all their years in the flags. We couldn't get there. And we've barely overcome you guys. You've had big patches in games. You blew us away in the first quarter of the qualifying. You blew us away in three of the four quarters in that game in round three last year. So who's to say that what you've done in the off-season isn't going to blow us away for the whole game? That's, yeah.
So you're saying a Collingwood win? Is
Oh.
that
I've never tipped against Geelong, but and I haven't tipped against them for this, but I wouldn't be surprised if you guys come out on top, because as I said, you've added, I think your biggest one is McStay. That is a huge addition to your side.
It is
Even though
100%.
you play quite a small game because you're so quick and it works for you, but adding a tall forwards never go out of style. Tall
No.
players never go out of style. So he is, I guess unmovable in today's game, irrespective. So he adds, I guess, a more mature element to your side that I think you've been looking for.
Hundred
And
percent.
that's scary for opposition. We haven't added anyone extremely tall, and we're going to be very likely without Tom Hawkins. So that I think that's a big point. So in my heart, it's Geelong, but I wouldn't be surprised if you guys come out on top.
No, that's music to my ears. Look, you talked about adding we added McStay, we got Mitchell, talked about Ollie Henry. Do you think Tanner Brune and Jack Bowles plays? Straight up. Do you think there's room for three sort of Geelong debutants in a side in round one?
I mean, I think Chris Scott's a phenomenal coach, and it wouldn't be unlike him to pull something like this. But he's made it very clear that he doesn't want those three, Ollie, Runes, and Jack Bowes, to be kind of like put together. So I watched. I mean, you don't take much out of the preseason games. You just are happy with no injuries, and the boys get to have a run around. So they had patches, but everybody has patches in a preseason game. So I don't think it would be crazy for them to rest, but I do think with Jack Henry out, that will play Asava Radigalia. I think that's a massive in. I've kind of been you watching the off season and through those practice matches how we were trying him at centre half back, and I think it takes a long time for taller players to come into their own. That just naturally, Tom Hawkins took a long time until he kind of came into his own. So there's a lot of pressure on Radigalia, but I think giving him, I guess, having the game in front of you is a great way to learn as a defender, and you see the plays unfold at both ends of the ground, and it gives you more time to set up. So I think we'd be crazy not to put him there, but I think that's almost a lock. And then I'd probably put Sam Menegola in before I put those other two recruits in. So obviously, as I said, Max Holmes comes straight in, but I guess Menegola is that forgotten man who kind of just had injuries and fell out of favor as the side just kind of went up last year. But he's been a lock in our side for many, many years. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see him slip into the midfield. Probably not for the Collingwood game, just because he's not as fast. And as I said, you guys have the pace that is really hard to beat. So, but I'll naturally see him coming into the side, I think, before a few of those other ones. But, we debuted a few players last year, so I think it'll work out. Yeah.
It seems like, Tom Hawkins, you said Jack Henry as well, Radaglia sort of comes in, Ollie Henry, as an outsider sort of looking in, do you it feels like a bit of a. And it's only round one, so you can't really say whether it is or not. But it feels like a sort of synergy disruption as well. With you, like you said, you got Mitch Duncan out. God forbid Jeremy Cameron's wife has the baby, and he's out as
So
well.
selfish.
But But I would, if that sort of happened to the Pies, if we had, Mychek or and Degoe go out at the same time, we've got new kids debuting. Do you feel like that sort of that premiership, that synergy from the premiership is kind of going to be tested round one? Especially, it's not like you're going up against a West Coast in round one where you can kind of cruise in, sort of know what you're up against. We're going to come and we're going to just hit you guys hard because we have a point to prove as well. We lost to you in, like you said, round three, where we were up by like 5 or 6 goals or something, and that shouldn't have happened. The qualifying final was one of the best, not only best games I've seen, but best finals I've ever watched. And we go down in that, obviously. Like you said in the documentary, the Cats guys had some stuff to say that was their best, most high pressure game and stuff like that. We have a point to prove, and I feel like if there's any good time to knock Geelong down a couple of pegs, it's sort of now when, you always want to verse a team with the best 23 playing, but that just doesn't happen. And
Very rarely, yeah.
it's time to knock the Giants over.
Yeah, I think, and you saw it with Geelong season last year, that, and they talked about in the documentary that they were really trying to figure out their game plan until we went on the 16 game winning streak, and that was what, round 8 or 9. So we were 5-4 or something like that, and we really, really. We broke the bye hoodoo and the rest hoodoo kind of thing over last year and the year before, but we've had the least amount of time off, and we've had to, the quickest turnaround just because of being in the grand final. I'm absolutely nervous, and I hope the Cats can absorb the Collingwood pressure, because this isn't just a Colling, this pressure from Collingwood has been around since 07, right? And it really builds a rivalry. And when a rivalry is built, naturally there's media pressure, there's fan expectation, but the players feel that more than,
100%.
as you said, a West Coast game or something where it's an interstate team down at Cannina Park, and it's, we're lucky that we win a lot of games down there. So yeah, it's a bit daunting, and I know the players probably naturally feel that way, losing those key players, possibly Duncan out, almost certain, Hawkins probably not, and if he does play, he probably won't be at his full strength, which is a big fear. So yeah, it is a bit nerve-wracking, and as I said, you're young, you're fit, you've been pretty lucky in the off-season, bar Lipinski with the injury.
We have definitely, definitely.
So yeah, everyone's a year older, and that for young players is just a one step closer to their prime. So yeah, I'm definitely nervous. Yeah, you guys have got nothing to lose. I mean, no one's got anything to lose in round one, but you guys especially, who's to say you just don't throw it all out there? Yeah.
Exactly. Foot on the gas. Look, final words. How much have you got? You said your heart, you said saying Geelong. How much you got them winning by?
I'll say 10 points, but it's
I
just not
was
good for
actually gonna say
my.
I was gonna say Collingwood by 10 as well. So
There we go. All right. We can
all
put a
right,
bet on.
let's keep it like that.
Oh.
Let's keep it like that. It is whatever happens, we know that it's gonna be an intense, insane game. And like you said, the fans, either way, there's so many sort of storylines in this round one game. Ollie Henry, Tom Mitchell's first sort of proper game. How's McStay going? Tom Hawkins, will he play? Won't he play? And then obviously that qualifying final. And you guys win the premiership. So there's a lot of storylines, and it's going to be a new chapter is written. That's what I love about footy. It round one as well. I said it in a video the other day where I'm so glad we're playing you guys in round one. You guys are the benchmark. You want to see. You don't want to play easy teams and then get Geelong and go, oh shit, we lost by 50 points because we don't. This is the
Yeah,
benchmark.
you couldn't put it away where, yeah.
Lay it all out on the line. Anna, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. My first ever opposition preview. Where can we find you?
You can listen to me on SEN every morning. I read the morning news 5 days a week, so 6 a.m. to midday if you want to hear my voice. I don't sound like this, I sound a bit more proper. Or you can get me on Twitter, Anna_Pav22. And it's a lot of Geelong content, but I'm usually tweeting about as much footy content as I can. I love everyone's input. I love to talk to anyone about anything, really. Yeah, so hit me up.
Too easy. Anna, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Good luck for the rest of the season, just not round one.
You too. Thanks, Swoop.
See ya. Bye.